Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, is WWE planning a six-hour Raw?
That CM Punk conspiracy theory debunked.
Just kidding, it's 7 hours. WWE Creative has nothing for this SmackDown star.
And AEW Rampage falls to its lowest rating ever. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, we're going to kick things off by talking about the prospect of a six-hour Raw.
Oh, Ambassador, you're spoiling us.
Not a TV episode, a taping.
Oh, thank goodness.
WWE's facing something of a Christmas dilemma this year. They've got Raw scheduled, obviously, for Boxing Day on the 26th of December, but they have opted against pre-taping that show so far. Right, this is weird.
Uh-oh.
So currently, they've actually got two events scheduled for that day. Two on the same day. One of them is in New York City, at Madison Square Garden, and the other one is in Columbus, Ohio. Neither of them is advertised as a Raw taping at the moment.
Right.
They're both advertised as part of WWE's holiday tour, which is interesting. Dave Meltzer writes in the Wrestling Observer that one of the ideas that is being considered for this is taping two episodes of Raw in a row. So they're in Des Moines, Iowa the previous week, the 19th of December. 6 hour show, baby! Potentially!
Yeah.
So that's just one of the ideas they've discussed. Now, that might be even longer, actually, because they tape main event at the same time. So if you're going to that show, you might be in the arena for like 9 hours.
I would say you're getting your money's worth, but it feels like more of a job at that point.
Yeah, because, I mean, your main event matches these days are like Tiffany Stratton versus Akira Tozawa.
Well, let's not besmirch the good name of Tiffany Stratton.
That might actually be quite funny, yeah. To be fair. But yeah, that would be a long shift. Another option that WWE is considering, and this is probably likelier, let's be honest, is doing a best of 2022
clip show. Yes.
Which would present fewer logistical challenges. So we can expect an announcement on what WWE plans on doing with this imminently. Currently, there's nothing on the calendar between the 19th and the 26th, mm-hmm. because the 23rd of December, that's going to be pre-taped. That SmackDown is going to be taped the week before. So you get a nice week off if you work for WWE. That's good.
They mentioned that a while back, didn't they?
Yeah.
I was very happy to hear that.
Yeah, always good to hear that. So there you go. Shout-outs to the good people of Des Moines, Iowa. Slipknot members getting an eight-hour Raw. Nick Khan actually did an interview with Ariel Helwani. I can't remember if it was this year or last year, where it was like, he said something along the lines of, if it was up to me, Raw would be 7 hours.
Yeah.
He's about to get his wish, sort of. You don't have to watch a 7 hour TV show.
No, that's a relief.
Yeah.
I think, unless they, just do, it's going to be two Raws and there's going to be six matches.
Yeah.
They're all going to be Iron Man matches.
40 minutes. Yeah. 2 hour free fall, yeah. Iron Man match. Oh my God.
Those glory days, they were so good, weren't they?
60 minutes of fall.
Has anyone done that tweet yet? Oh, I miss the good old days of 2 out of 3 falls.
Probably. I really miss the Thunderdome, man.
What?
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Look, I think this is just, obviously this is just more of a logistical problem. Like you say, I don't understand why they don't just do a clip show. No offence, but no one's going to be like, God, I need my wrestling on Boxing Day. Well, do you know what I do on Boxing Day? Get
crikey
face. That's what I do.
I don't give
we have like our big family thing. Like, close family, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, Wilborn family gets wrecked.
Yeah, like I don't know if it's because we cover it for a living and we consume so much wrestling, but I don't give a flying fuck about wrestling in December. Like,
no, as soon as like Christmas break, I'm like, bye bye wrestling.
As soon as I clock off from wrestling for Christmas on the 23rd or whatever, I'm like, no,
Crikey Dingus.
This is very
sweet. I'm sorry, Nicholas. I've started an avalanche.
I want that break, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I think it's better, like, apart from the trolls, no one really cares about ratings over Christmas, do they? Like, they just do John Cena pulling out presents and going, oh, bloody hell, it's a steel chair, I better twat Alberto Del Rio with it or whatever it is.
There'll be a festive food fight or something. Like, the Goop Brothers will be in that because they always are.
Yeah.
They love it, to be fair.
Look, I would just do a clip show because...
Crikey.
Look,
Roar again.
Roar is...
Another effing good...
Raw and I presume they'd have to just go, look, main event's going to have to be. They can't do two main events and two Raws.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. I remember when we had to shoot like multiple episodes when we did WCPW, and that was only like, you know, a few hours. They're burnt out at the best of times on Raw at the moment, let alone they were there for 6 hours going, come on, Baron Corbin's here.
I was in that arena for WrestleMania 35 for about eight hours, and I was burned out halfway through that, and that was WrestleMania.
It's Mania, yeah.
You imagine that? They do a Christmas special that's pre-taped, and 5 hours into the show, no one's popping for Santa because they're just exhausted. They've just watched an hour-long main event taping featuring Drew Gulak versus Adam Pearce. Like,
that also would be really good.
Yeah,
actually.
I keep mentioning
stop booking
good
great matches.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Do you see that picture of Adam Pearce when he used to be a model? Oh my god.
Oh my god. Scrap Daddy.
Absolute peace.
I love Scrap Daddy.
Love Scrap Daddy here.
We're all big Scrap Daddy guys here at What Culture.
Right, let's talk about conspiracy theories. They always go down well on the internet, don't they, Andy?
Yeah.
This one's around CM Punk. CM Punk and the whole stuff with AEW and him leaving AEW, Andy, is not a work. I know it's very rare to hear me say something like that, but Dave Meltzer confirmed on Wrestling Observer that, yes, it's not this big... extremely convoluted work to make it seem to some sort of an angle. Basically, someone tweeted him and he said, it's definitely not an angle. Many hope it will become one, but the odds are strong it won't happen. Which, yeah, considering what's the water that's gone under that bridge, I'm not greatly surprised by this.
Yeah. I mean, if it was a work, right, and I don't think it was, I've never thought this was a work or anything like that. If it was one, it's... the greatest work of all time.
Yes.
Given the layers to people disappearing from TV and then coming back and then EVPs not being at work and your biggest draw on TV being sidelined and obviously he's injured as well.
FCM Punk, see, I can censor myself, Nicholas.
There you go. I mean, the latest reporting on this was that AEW are the ones holding it up. CM Punk just wants to be gone, it seems. So
he needs to be back in time for the Rumble.
So. Of course, miracle healing on that torn triceps. I do hope that he gets that. If that's what he wants, I do hope that he gets that release and he can just move on with his life and everyone can just move on with their lives.
I think the only time I thought it may have been a work and it was maybe like a 5% chance was when they worked situational heels in Chicago and you think, well, if this keeps going, then it's a big and then he comes back with like FTR to win the Trios Championships or whatever. But then the next week when they didn't do any, this is CM Punk stuff, he can't do the book shot and I'm going to bite people's arms. It was like, yep, they only did that because they're in Chicago. Let's move on. Let CM Punk go and go off and do whatever he wants to do because this is just... yeah, it's just a cloud hanging over AEW at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And I like warm weather.
Yeah.
Not cloudy weather.
Screw you, clouds.
Winter stinks. Actually, autumn, fall, whatever is worse.
Fall.
Because people go, but it's spooky season.
Oh,
I am going to dress
up
swear
again
as a
if we keep going.
Yeah. It's like, no, you're not a member of Ghost. Stop being weird.
Spring might be the best season.
That was rude. People love Halloween. I'm sorry. I'm just a grumpy
asshole.
No,
it sucks. spring, I still can get sunburned, but there's less chance we get sunburn.
Summer's where it's at, man. Like sunburn,
too hot.
Oh, brother! Like I love sunburn, and I'm a guy who needs to wear suntan lotion on his head. Come on, like you know how SPF moisturizers that jam these. I have to wear that every. I just it's. bald guy problems. Anyway,
well, trust me, it's becoming more of a problem for me every year.
Oh, brother, let me tell you. Culture's next bald man incoming. Welcome to the community.
Yeah.
WWE Creative has nothing for this SmackDown star. It's Aaliyah. So she's actually been cleared to compete following her recent injury, but there's just nothing on the table. There's no storylines for her at the moment. Dave Meltzer reported this for the Wrestling Observer, of course, confirming a previous report from Ringside News. Aaliyah has been injured, was injured since September, mm-hmm. but she's now been cleared to go again. She was actually replaced by Shotzi on the SmackDown depth chart on the babyface side of things. So that's why Shotzi got the title shot at Survivor Series,
yeah.
And Aaliyah was not factored into plans. There's no word on when exactly Aaliyah will be back on television. You'd imagine she's probably in a bit of a creative bind at the moment because her tag team partner, Raquel Rodriguez, is being set up for a feud with Ronda Rousey. So they probably need to come up with something new. She last wrestled on the 12th of September episode of Raw. That was when they lost the tag team titles to Damage, CT Roll. Sushi Roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Tootsie Roll.
Yeah. What's your favourite roll? Forward Roll.
Swiss Roll.
Good.
We're playing today, Switzerland.
Good.
Against Portugal.
Portugal.
Is that today?
I don't know.
World Cup.
I don't know. Toblerone.
there's a little bear. A little bear in the side of the old mountain.
Well, we took it. Speaking of sushi.
And the arrow in FedEx.
Speaking of sushi roll, remember that time they did that segment with Zoe Stark and Io Shirai?
Don't want to talk about it.
In NXT,
I don't want to talk about it.
And it was like high key, the most racist thing ever.
Yeah, high key, not low key.
Yeah, it wasn't even low key. But yeah, there you go. Nothing for Aaliyah at the moment. I don't think there's much to read into this.
No.
I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. Not just going, hey, you're injured, you're back, let's throw you onto TV with no idea of what we're doing. It's best to wait.
Yeah, save it for the Rumble if need be.
Yeah.
Look, she's not going to get involved in... But she can maybe get involved in getting her ass handed to her as part of the Raquel Rodriguez stuff. Her and Shayna Baszler can, you know, maybe they'll do a tag match or whatever instead of it being Shotzi in that position, like you say. But, yeah, just because she's back, absolutely... Don't bring people back unless you've got something ready for them. I'm sure, so long as she's collecting a check, I'm happy for her.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the main thing.
Aaliyah as well, she's been with WWE since like Bobby Fish was wrestling.
Yeah, she was on Breaking Ground
Bobby
stuff,
Fish
wasn't
is
she?
Still wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was. But yeah, she's been signed there since like the 1930s or something. Like she's been with WWE for so long that she remembers when wrestling was in black and white. Like, she doesn't really... Colour footage predates Aaliyah's career. I'm only joking. She's 28 or whatever.
But Bobby Fish is 80.
But yeah, she's been in WWE system for a long time.
Yeah.
So she's clearly someone they like. Yeah. I wouldn't look into this.
No, exactly.
Tired of ads intruding into your favourite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Exactly. Rampage.
Bobby Fish. Bobby Fish remembers when ratings on Rampage were good.
Yeah. God, it got an awful rating this week.
It stinks, yeah, it stinks.
361,000 viewers, a 0.08, meaning only around 104,000 people aged between 18 and 49 watched it on Friday. It finished 60th on the night, but there's no real more information because it finished outside the top 50. But Andy, this was due to football and basketball.
I think like... FUTBOL is a good differentiation.
Football.
rather than having the argument about soccer and hand egg and all of that.
Hey!
Shout-outs to the Baltimore Bastards, going strong, maybe, I don't know.
Go Colts!
Go San Francisco 69ers.
Nice.
Buffalo Bulls?
That's Buffalo Bulls, yeah.
Yep, Tampa Bay.
That's why no one was apparently watching the amazing Ricochet Santos Escobar match the other day.
Yeah.
Ah, someone from the Buffalo Bulls here. Why don't you watch the Class Wrestling, huh? You've paid for a ticket.
Well, why would you do that when the hot NBA clash between the New York Yankees and the San Diego...
Space Jam.
Space guys is going, oh, right, enough bollocks. Yeah, this rating, yeah, it's crap, right?
It sucks.
It's the lowest 18 to 49 ever, regardless of time slot. It is the one of the lowest overall viewerships. It's the lowest in the Friday time slot, but they've had lower when they've been preempted. So yeah, I mean, it's a bad number. There are reasons for it. The competition is one of them. But then you get into the overall conversation of there's never really much of an incentive. They don't book many marquee matches on it. It's a crap time slot. Why would you watch wrestling at 10 p.m. on a Friday? I wouldn't do that. I would record it and then watch it like a week later when I remember, because I'm forgetful. Yeah, we don't usually talk about ratings on here because I think it bores most of our viewers. But when it's an all-time low, we're going to talk about it. And we've just broken it down. I think we've done a good job.
Yeah, exactly. I can't believe it did a worse number than when it was on like 4 p.m. or whatever it was the other day.
Yeah, actually,
I thought that was going to be in the gutter.
I was really looking forward to that early one because it was 9 p.m. our time. And I was like, right, Rampage tonight. Rampage, let's go. Rampage, baby. And then I sat there. I was playing Football Manager on my laptop. And I suddenly looked at the clock and it was 15 minutes to go. And I was like, oh my God, I totally forgot. But then, blessed times, I switched over and the Butcher and the Blade were entering.
Jackpot.
My favourite tag team in the world. And I was like, yeah, let's kick some ass! And they did kick some ass. And then
was that when 10 turned?
10 turned heel, and it was like low-key one of the best moments of the year. I was like, hey, I got 15 minutes of juice from this, even before I forgot the other part.
Anything that makes small children cry is alright with Andy Murray.
Negative One did a really good job as
well.
Yeah,
it's really good stuff.
But yeah, that was... I also liked
as you said, there's reasons why Rampage is a bad number. The reason is it's been booked terribly for 6 months, basically.
It's not much
but also
fun.
Yeah,
but that angle was good. Yeah. That angle was good. So.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At what culture WWE?
The Blade on Dynamite, Tony.
Yes.
Tony!
Jonathan Johnson starts off.
I saw Black last week, they were good. Killing everyone. Sorry, I'm just delaying everything.
Jonathan writes, good morning, King of the Mike and Heel with the Eel.
Oh, freaking Eel! Yeah!
Thinking about WrestleMania being held in Hollywood next year, or as I like to call it, Hollyweird.
Why'd you do that? What is this Hollyweird gimmick?
I think it's from Jake and Amir.
I don't know. Okay.
Sorry.
I don't know who they are. Who are they?
They were famous on YouTube before we were famous on YouTube.
We have never been famous, brother.
Very famous. We're famous wrestling journalists on YouTube.
Very famous, very evil. Yeah, I'm basically Dave Meltzer at this point.
Do you think WWE will bring back one cinematic match for the event? It's Hollyweird.
God, I hope not. I think that, you know, cinematic matches are not to everyone's taste. I enjoyed some of them. I really did not enjoy Swamp Fight.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one.
That's the Bray Wyatt kind of, he's the yin and the yang, isn't he? Because the Firefly Funhouse, awesome. Swamp Fight, No.
A boat showed up and no one was driving it.
Braun Strowman got eaten by a crocodile, or that was the implication.
No, he got eaten by stock footage of a crocodile.
Sorry. did a 24/7 guy not get eaten by a shark at one point?
Akira Tozawa got dragged into the sea.
What the hell is going on? I think you could do a nod to them, but the thing with cinematic matches, whether you like them or not, is that they're a bit crap for the live audience.
Yes.
You have to watch it on a screen, kind of disrupts the experience. I guess it's a good piss break, but you get 20-minute video packages for that. So
yeah, I think the best you're going to get, Jonathan, is maybe something that starts cinematic and spills into the arena.
Start angry, end mad.
Exactly. A bit like that time when Randy Orton got locked in a fridge and then still won a match, if I remember rightly.
That was
Bray Wyatt as well, wasn't it? There's a pattern here.
Like Indiana Jones when that bomb went off.
Is there a new Indiana Jones coming out?
They actually filmed part of it up this neck of the woods at Barnborough.
Is that where thing you went to check his eyes? Is that what Indiana Jones is doing?
Some kind of castle, yeah.
Check his eyes off.
Checking his eyes. He's checking his eyes.
He's checking his eyes.
I was going
Indiana Jones is checking his eyes. United. I don't know what we're doing now.
Freaking idiots.
not just another
Christmas
six.
Is coming. We're happy. Why haven't I worn my Christmas jumper yet?
Different one today.
Yeah, Heisenberg.
Do you know what this is from?
The Sopranos?
Big Bang Theory.
No.
Not just another sexy bald guy. The worst show on television, by the way, Big Bang Theory. It's so bad.
Ooh, I'll see that and I'm going to make some enemies.
Hang on, Andy Murray's addressing his enemies. I don't know what Hamzy does.
I'm not sure. Yeah, something like that. I'll see your Big Bang Theory and raise you a madman. Come at me.
Here we go.
Come at me, nerds.
So conspiracy theories, controversial wrestling and television takes.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun comment section
Mad
today.
Men's probably really good. I just can't get into it.
Oh, how mad are they?
They're really not that mad is the problem. Like, I tuned in and it's just a bunch of, like, sexist men in an office.
Talking
like,
about advertising, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's like one woman and she's treated like ass. I know it's the period, I know it's the point. And there's like flashbacks to Vietnam for some reason.
Hasn't it got a really sexy man? Isn't it got the Ham?
Don Draper.
John Hamm.
Yeah, John, he's really fit, man. But
related
like,
to Michael Hamlet, you know.
But the thing with John Hamm is that you don't need to wade through seven seasons of Mad Men. Just watch Baby Driver, he's hotter in that.
Oh my god.
That film's really good as
and
well.
And Top Gun Maverick, the greatest film ever. Yeah.
Yeah, top
not
five.
Just another sexy bald guy says, morning here with the Earl and Kieran Mike. Hello.
You'll got you that time,
what
son.
What if Sammy enters the Royal Rumble at number one, shows how mint he is by nearly getting to the final a la Debray at the greatest Royal Rumble, and then getting eliminated by Roman himself in a what do you think you're doing moment?
What are you doing? Yeah, why not? That's good. That would be good for this story. It's kind of like a logical direction to go in, for sure.
Yeah.
And then you can use that to splinter off into Kevin Owens at Eliminate. Well, no, that'll be on the Rumble night. Sami Zayn, title shot at Elimination Chamber, and then you can go over into the Usos. It's just like endless storytelling possibilities with this story. That's why it's so good.
It's the best thing in wrestling, yeah. I really like it as a booking idea.
I'm trying to think of a better thing, because we like to have debates, but I can't at the moment. So
well
I'm
done.
Not bother.
You've completed it.
Oh, Matt Hardy.
Eddie Zam Harry gives us our final question of the day. Would you rather, three options as always, Andy. Would you rather go practice samba dance with MJF and then go for a 5-star dinner?
I mean, I've got the rhythm of a white guy and I am a white guy who cannot dance. So there you go. No.
Get invited by Xavier Woods to the tournament games and you can win $1 million prizes.
Is that the esports stuff? Like the video game stuff?
I think so.
Yes. Yep.
Or feel Lucy with the bloodline and spend 1 week on a private island with Sami Zayn.
All right, can't dance, so I'm not doing the MJF thing. What's the UC? No, I'm not cool enough to hang around with the bloodline.
I am.
And,
You're gonna chill out with Zayn? No, but good options.
I'm going to do the Xavier Woods thing, because he seems like a really nice man, and, like...
Good tash.
At the moment. I think he's really good at wrestling and he's really good at video games, and I too am really good at video games because I'm a nerd, so let's go.
Yeah.
That's the only one I'd fit in.
I'm really crap at video games, so I'm going to skip that. And I go samba dancing and I have a 5-star dinner with MJF pretty weekly, basically, because we're best friends, obviously.
Boom.
So you know what? I'm going to feel pretty bloody usy, actually, and spend a week on a private island with Sami Zayn. If someone wants to mock up an image of me and Sami Zayn putting sun cream on our backs because we're both gingers...
It's another,
At What Culture WWE, send it, and we'll put it in the background on Friday. Things will get weird.
Yeah.
Weirder.
We'll just put that in the background, because that'll be a good match. That's the reason for that.
So amazing the fact we're getting these two facing each other again.
But it's weird how like you just get rid of Becky Lynch's rubbish character, Big Time Bex, and make her the man again, and everything's good.
She pointed out that sign that said Big Time Bex. She was like, I like this sign. I was like, well, I don't like that version of your character, but still. Right, and finally, we've been rattling on today, so I'll just show you this. Tuna Gaming, shout out to you. Thank you for sending this to us. Did you see the UFC over the weekend, Andy?
No.
Me neither. But someone on UFC Fight Night legit used a calf crusher. So, great work.
Fair enough.
I seem to remember once someone putting someone in the Walls of Jericho and legit winning an MMA fight. There should be more of these sort. I want to see more phenomenal forearms off the cage, please.
It's so stupid. Like, why don't these UFC losers just start their fight with a one-winged angel? No one ever kicks out of that. What are they doing?
Can you imagine?
What are they doing, man? They start the fight and they're standing there like this and they're like, oh, I'm going to jab you very carefully. Do a one-winged angel. No one ever kicks out of that.
I seem to remember Ben Askren got hit with an angle slam in his first UFC fight.
Do a destroyer. Oh, everyone kicks out of that. Don't do a destroyer.
Yeah.
Deep six. No.
Why don't they just do surprise roll-up?
Boom, there you go. 1, 2, 3, tap out.
Oh, cool. That's Francis Ngannou, isn't the hardest heavyweight of all time.
It's so fake, isn't it, UFC? Why don't they try a real sport?
And there's the trifecta for the comment section.
Yeah, I pissed everyone off today. What we got? We got Mad Men, we got UFC is fake.
Seasons banter.
Yeah.
Halloween sucks.
Yeah, the
Nicholas hates us because we swore four times in the intro.
The spring stands are coming for us, son. Gee whiz.
Right, well,
we're
not bloody cancelled by the higher ups. We'll be back tomorrow. Let us know your thoughts in the comments.
Mad Men massive. Oh, piss, I've fallen this over. Okay. good. Having a good day.
Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, we're going to review Raw. We're going to preview NXT 2.0. Yeah! A little bit like, oh, my spine.
My phone almost fell off my lap there because of you.
Twitter questions at What Culture WWE. Any more sort of UFC fights with wrestling moves in them at What Culture WWE. You can follow Andy Murray on Twitter at
Andy H Murray. The H stands for Guy Fieri.
And it does. You can follow me on Twitter
it's the best
at Adam Wilbur.
Dude ever, man.
I'm about to suggest we go and get coffee. We haven't had any yet.
I've had three actually.
Yeah. At Adam Wilbur at What Culture WWE. This has been the news. Apologies to our editor Adam Nicholas. He's at it's Adam Nicholas. If you want to go and say what a bunch of twats you work with. But for now, thanks, Danny Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tomorrow we address our enemies.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.